This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If there was an official sport of Southern California, it would have to be high-speed pursuits.
Yeah. This is seventh here in
up
the,
on the sidewalk.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like one of his front tires is gone.
This is as bad as it gets, Rob. Yeah.
This week alone here at KNX, we covered five different police chases.
As horrific as this was, we could have had, you know, serious casualties if there were people inside of that paint store. So, you know, an amazing amount of property damage. So many innocent people involved in this.
Welcome to the High Speed Chase edition of the LA Local for Friday, March 28th, 2025. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your Crash and Smash host, Jonathan Service. High speed chases in our region have become routine. Too routine. We just accept it as fact. Some crazy person, almost always a man, ends up in a car barreling down congested streets and freeways with cops close behind. And just about everyone who has spent any length of time in Southern California has a pursuit story. Either one of these chases is buzzing right by you, or you're watching the madness unfold on TV. I remember a chase years ago where the suspect headed north on the 5 freeway and actually made it all the way up and over the Grapevine. The TV helicopters actually had to break off coverage because it was way too far out of the range. I don't even know if the guy was caught. The latest chase this afternoon, which inspired today's podcast, featured a heavy-duty panel truck smashing its way in and out of traffic in Long Beach, with at least a dozen cars being hit along the way. So what is it about our neck of the woods and these chases? I put that question to Scott Reitz. He's a police tactics expert and a trainer who served as an LAPD SWAT officer. This is not a new phenomenon. This is a very Southern California thing I grew up in Southern California, was born in 77. As early as I can remember in the 80s, high-speed pursuits and the coverage of them, especially by TV news helicopters, has always been a thing. What is it about Southern California that makes it so unique and conducive to high-speed chases?
Well, okay, a couple things. One, in California, if you do not own a vehicle, you're kind of dead in the water. In other words, if you've ever been to New York City, Manhattan, a police pursuit there on the streets would last about 10 feet. You're not going anywhere. In California, you have all these arteries, these thoroughfares. You have, you know, just in every single conceivable direction. You have freeways, major thoroughfares, and you know everybody has a vehicle. So I think this is somewhat unique in the volume of vehicle pursuits that you have. And the other thing is that police policies and vehicle pursuits has changed dramatically.
We're going to get back to those pursuit policies and tactics from police agencies in a second. Let's stick with what makes Southern California the capital of pursuits. I put that same question to veteran KNX traffic reporter Scott Burt, who's been reporting on traffic here for nearly three decades. Rough estimate, how many pursuits do you think you've covered in some way, shape, or form in what has been almost 30 years?
That is impossible to answer.
But doesn't that speak to how routine it is that these things break out here?
It does.
So, okay, so Scott Reitz, who I just talked to, former LAPD, former SWAT, and he's been taken part. He's been the lead car, he said, in his own words, in several of these pursuits. And, you know, he said it's the road networks in Southern California. It's the fact that almost everybody has a car or access to a car here in LA. I mean, that all makes sense. What do you think, from your perspective, is this perfect combination that makes Southern California so rife for high-speed chases?
You know, this is going to sound silly, but, you know, for the longest time here, L.A. didn't have a football team. And I honestly think that people looked at pursuits as almost kind of that, you know, entertainment value, really, you know. And there kind of is sort of a weird psychological thing that happens to everybody when you see it on TV. It is, you know, it is kind of like everybody stops and watches. And I don't know if that's...
Well, let me...
It's kind of disturbing in a way, but...
Let me quote Aaron Cooper, our editor who was on the desk this afternoon as this thing broke out. She said, oh, I hate covering these high-speed chases, but I like watching them. And that says a lot, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are hard to cover because they're so unpredictable. And like the one we had today, and what was it? We had five this week.
Okay, so now we're getting into the media aspect of these chases because let's face it, everyone loves a good chase, as perverse as that sounds. It's like an action movie come to life. And when you get to watch it from the comfort of your living room and you're not in the direct line of fire of some maniac driver or the determined cops who are chasing him, then it definitely has movie-like qualities. Forget about the real-world consequences for a second. I asked our former LAPD SWAT guy, Scott Reitz, whether the media attention makes the job of police officers doing the chasing a lot harder. Do you feel like the presence, the like, ubiquitous presence of TV helicopters over these things hurts the cause? You know, it makes it life more difficult for all the police agencies in Southern California who have to chase these guys because this becomes almost a sport.
Yeah, I think it's a sport for the spectators, you know, for the viewers, perhaps. A suspect generally, I'm just estimating this again in my estimation, is probably not too much aware of the air units over him. You know, once in a while you see suspect wave at the end and smile and everything else and wave at all the crowd standing around. But most of them, I think, are just in a state of panic, and I don't think they're really paying attention. However, for the spectators, people lining up on the streets and watching it come in, it seems to be a spectator sport. And I think that kind of eggs on that pursuit in particular, whatever it may be. So it's kind of dismaying because, again, you know, that suspect is inherently placing a lot of people at risk that are unaware of what's transpiring.
So what works best to stop these pursuits? KNX traffic reporter Scott Burt says there seem to be few good options. In all your years of watching these, have you seen tactics that work or don't work as when it comes to stopping them? I mean, there's the more aggressive, get up on the driver, pit maneuver kind of thing, and now it's a lot more backing off.
It kind of seems 50-50 with the pit maneuver, you know? Not really. And, you know, backing off, they did with the pursuit we had this afternoon. The guy is driving like a freaking maniac, ends up hitting multiple vehicles. He's in a huge truck. You know, there's not a lot they can do. You know, they can back off, but that didn't, you know, I think they think there's some kind of psychological effect that it has on people that, hey, there's no police behind me. I can kind of, you know, calm down a little bit. But, you know, it didn't work for this guy. And when they finally did catch up to him after he, you know, trashed that truck, he was taking swings at officers, you know?
Old school Scott Reitz isn't one for the backing off approach to police pursuits.
A suspect who drives in an erratic fashion, and it could be what we call EDP, emotionally disturbed person, person under the influence, combination thereof, is extremely unpredictable. And the problem is the inherent risk that they pose to the general public at large is, in my estimation, pretty much off the charts. Back in the 70s, when I came on in 76, 70s and 80s, we had suspects that, you know, took off. You did have to get, you still had to get permission to initiate a pursuit. You say, I'm in pursuit. What for? Watch commander would come on and say, okay, basically you got it. We'd have other tail vehicles coming in, air support, ASD, air support division, would be overhead. And we try to block them, or they use the pit maneuver to stop it. But we didn't really put up with a whole lot of nonsense, to be quite honest. Now, everybody, you have to back off. You just let it play itself out. And in that situation, you can have a person that just goes on for hours and hours.
And much like professional wrestling, the pursuits just keep getting bigger and more brazen and more destructive. And while we're having fun with this whole idea of pursuits as a sport, Scott Burt reminds us that people can and do get hurt.
Early in my career when I was flying, I saw one in downtown with an MTA bus. The guy stole a bus and rear-ended a minivan. It fucking killed the lady. And I saw that, and it's... You know, it's heartbreaking to see it, you know, but how are you going to stop, you know, a bus when you're in a police car? You can't. It's like that guy in San Diego, what, 20 years ago that somehow managed to steal a tank.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
Sorry. So my last question to you, because you actually have a traffic report to get to. Do we in the media make it worse? Are we the problem? If you didn't have the overhead the helicopter, the media helicopters with constant streaming coverage of this, would it be less of a thing here in Southern California, you think?
You know, honestly, I think there is a little bit of a responsibility to report on them just because of, you know, it's a safety issue. I think it's a responsibility thing to report on them, even though man, that is a tough question, Jonathan. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah. We'll end it with this question that I've always had in mind when watching one of these pursuits over the years. What are the suspects saying when they actually get caught at the end of it? LAPD veteran Reitz, who has participated in his fair share of pursuits over the years, says it usually isn't anything very profound. Have you ever talked to some of these guys after the pursuit and gotten a sense of why they do it, what they're going through during it? You know, is there almost a sense to like, well, I'm already in a pursuit, might as well be as destructive and crazy as possible because I'm going to get arrested by the end of this. So let's go nuts.
Absolutely. I've been in pursuits myself. I was the lead vehicle in a number of pursuits and ended up catching the suspect. And, you know, hey, I was trying to get away or I panicked. I had a fight with my wife. She doesn't care who I am. I just want to go out in a blaze of glory. I mean, there's so many different mitigating factors that would lead a suspect to evade police in such a dangerous situation. So it could be any number of reasons, but most of these guys that I've talked to, at least the suspects I've talked to that I pursued, were simply trying to get away, and they were panicked. They were scared, they were frightened, and they panicked. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, simple as that. I think the issue calls for more scientific study and research. So the next time you find yourself in the middle of a high-speed pursuit with cop cars on your tail, give a call into the LA Local so we can get a better understanding of your plight and your frame of mind. This has been the Friday edition of the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Jonathan Service. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend. And for God's sakes, people, drive carefully out there. See you on Monday.